أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل أرأيتم شركاءكم الذين تدعون من دون الله أروني ماذا خلقوا من الأرض أم لهم شرك في السماوات أم آتيناهم كتابا فهم على بينة منه بل إن يعد الظالمون بعضهم بعضا إلا غرورا.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how He has made us khala'if on earth. Khala'if, successes. We are successes of the previous community, the previous generation. That generation was successes of the generation that came before them. And there will be a generation and a community and a people who will follow us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the system on earth. So things change hands. They move from one generation to another generation, from one relative to another, from one person to another. But that's not the case in general. In gender, there is no system of khala'it. You are not going to be successive in paradise. What you get in paradise is yours, it belongs to you, it remains with you for eternity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing the mushrikeen, those who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are found in this day and age also, mushrikeen, everywhere we find that the places of worship are established, and at times also you find them displaying their gods outside the places of worship and so on and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ. Allah wants them to think. All they need to do is think and apply their mind that they are worshipping these idols or they are worshipping these objects made of stone. That sometimes when you look at them also, it's a very scary sight to see the type of gods that they are worshipping and the type of gods that they are willing to sacrifice so much for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them and He says, قُلْ أَوْ مُحَمَّدْ, ask them, say to them, أَرَأَيْتُمْ شُرَكَاءَكُمْ, tell me, these partners of yours, or these shuraka, these gods and idols that you consider to be partners of Allah, الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, those whom you invoke, they make dua by them, they ask from them, they beg from them, they present sacrifices to them, they offer sacrifices in the name of those idols. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those that you invoke besides Allah, rather than directly speaking to Allah and invoking Allah and making dua to Allah, they turn to these idols and these objects of worship. So tell me, aruni, show me, ماذا خلقوا من الأرض, what part of the earth did they create? What part? Not even the entire earth. Show me one part of the earth, one grain of sand. Could they even create one grain of sand? Did they even bring one blade of grass into existence? One leaf. What part of the entire earth did they create? They are so powerless. Absolutely powerless. They have no power, no ability to do anything. They are lifeless objects. So all they need to do is apply their mind. It's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking them to do. Apply your mind, think. أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكٌ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, or do they have a share in the creation of the heaven and the earth? Fine. If you say there is no part of the earth, or there's nothing on earth that they had created, then do they have a share? Did they collaborate with Allah? Did they come together with Allah and collaborate and work together in the creation of the heavens and the earth? أَمْ أَعْتَيْنَاهُمْ كِتَابًا, or did we give them a book? Did we give them a book, these communities and these nations and these people who worship idols? Did we give them a book, فَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ, So they are upon clear proofs and evidences from the book, meaning do they have a divine scripture that instructs them to worship these idols? None of them. Nothing whatsoever. So it doesn't make sense logically, from a logical point of view. It doesn't make sense. It's beyond logic for one to be worshipping these lifeless objects and these idols. And then also there is no divine scripture. There's nothing, no wahi, no revelation to support what they are doing. بَلْ إِيَّعِدُ الظَّالِمُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Allah says, the fact of the matter is that some of the wrongdoers, they have promised others amongst themselves nothing but delusion. They are listening to who? They are listening to their religious leaders. They are listening to their religious leaders, and their religious leaders are promising them this and promising them that and introducing this and introducing that. As they are selling this idea to them, and the followers, who are blind followers, are falling to it, are believing it, and have chosen to listen to their religious leaders, and that is it. And they are only promising them nothing but delusion. They are promising them nothing but deception. إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَن تَزُولَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking of His power and His ability, Allah says, Allah has, indeed Allah yumsik, Allah holds back the heavens and the earth from moving away, from leaving their normal state. The heavens and the earth, they have a function to play. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not deny the fact that they are moving. Allah does not say they do not move. But Allah is saying, Allah holds the heavens and the earth back from leaving their state, leaving their normal state, whatever state they are in, whatever role they have to play, whatever position they occupy. Allah is the one who holds them back, and Allah is the one who controls them from leaving these positions and from these leaving their normal state. وَلَئِنْ زَالَتَ. This is a very powerful dua to recite when one is driving on slippery roads and it is rainy weather and one fears the vehicle swaying off the road, or one fears slippery roads or muddy road. It has been tried and tested by our pious predecessors in the past. I cannot recall the name of a very pious scholar, a great scholar, who was traveling once. If I'm not mistaken, he was traveling for Hajj. And those days when there was rain and there was mud, it was a great concern for them. How are they going to now move those large, caravans? And how are they going to move the animals through that muddy water and through those slippery roads? People could slip, animals could die, they could lose their luggage, and things could get destroyed. So this person went to sleep, this pious person went to sleep with this concern on his head, that how are we going to proceed the next day? And this is the type of terrain and weather through which we will have to travel. Then in that night he saw in the dream that someone told him to recite this dua, إِنَّ اللَّهَ. It's not really a dua, but إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَن تَزُولَ. Allah is the one who holds back the heavens and the earth from slipping away, from leaving their state. And he found this very, very effective. And since then, many generations, right up to today, this is a very effective ayah to recite, especially when we are traveling long distances and the roads are wet and there's the fear of the vehicle veering off the road or slipping. We should recite this. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَن تَزُولَ. It is ayah number 41 of Surah Fatir. وَلَئِنْ زَالَتَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if these two, the heavens and the earth, if they were to move away, and if they were to leave their state, إِنْ أَمْسَكَهُمَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. The only one who can hold them back in place is none other than Allah. Only Allah. Sometimes you find that the earth, there's an earthquake, and they say that earthquake was a result of the earth, perhaps certain plates they speak of within the earth, And because those plates or whatever they may be that are found within the earth, there was some slipping of the plates or whatever it may be, whatever scientific reason they give. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when that happens, when they leave their normal state, that is what happens when you have an earthquake. The earth has shifted away and moved away from its normal state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who brings them back in control? Who brings them back and withholds them and allows the quaking and the trembling to stop? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in amsakahuma min ahadin min ba'di. When they do leave the normal state, then it is only Allah who brings them back and who holds them back after that happened. Innahu kana haliman. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very tolerant. Ghafooran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.